Production.
The Breakfast Show. Better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. And I tell you what, you've just woken up. I think it's just about finished. It's been pouring with rain so far this morning, but we'll bring a little sunshine into your life. Welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. It is the 7th of June. Yes, we've got to the through the first week of June. It is Tuesday morning. A few things that are just relevant to today's date. This is in the world of entertainment. Let's go back to the year 1892. Benjamin Harrison becomes the first president of the United States. What did he do? Well, he attended a baseball game. In 1945, Benjamin Britten's opera, Peter Grimes, is premiered at Sadler's Wells Theatre in London. And in 1955, Lux Radio Theatre signs off the air permanently. The show launched in New York in 1934 and featured radio adaptations of Broadway shows together with popular films.
Good morning, world.
Morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Baby.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Two songs taking us back to the mid-80s there. Caribbean Queen and No More Love on the Run. And that was 1984 by the Trinidadian British singer Billy Ocean, of course. And that did quite nicely to him. Climbed to number one on both the US Billboard Hot 100 chart and the Billboard Black Singles chart as well. Over on the other side of the pond, over in the UK, it got to number six on the UK singles charted also by the one, by the way, won Billy Ocean the 1985 Grammy Award for Best Male R&B Vocal Performance, making him the first British artist to win in that category. And then before that, yes, 1985 was when it was released, yeah. What month? Let me see. November. It was released in November of 1985, if my memory serves me correctly, which it doesn't always. I'm Your Man. That was Wham, of course. Epic Records, it was their label. And well, in the UK and most of the world, it was, doing rather well for them. It did get right up into the top of the charts. Number one single in the UK singles chart. Didn't do too well on their studio album, though. Your studio album didn't do too well. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We are 12 and a half, coming down for 12 and a half after the hour of 6. This is Mike and the Mechanics, and beautiful day. A little bit of sarcasm, I think, if you look out the window. Mind you, what do we say? If you wake up in the mornings, every day is a beautiful day. Look out, look at your beautiful planet, and just think how lucky you are to be here.
4 o'clock in the morning, waiting for the lights. It's another day dawning, another day of better life. Walk out in the morning sun, I'm always gonna be with you. Lay down when your day is done, I'm always gonna be with you.
Mike and the Mechanics and a beautiful day. I tell you what, in all honesty, looking out the studio window right now, the cloud is showing signs of sort of breaking up a little bit. I think we might get a little bit of sun peeping through like we did yesterday, but woken up at 4:30 this morning with a good old downpour, I tell you. No thunder and lightning, just a good old downpour. Can't beat it, can you? Of course you can't. Right, it is time on the Breakfast Show. In fact, I'm about a minute late. Time to do this. Get you in the shower. And on your way to work or wherever it is you're going on this Tuesday morning. If you've just woken up, hey, good morning. Have a great day. In the shower is this one from Casey and the Sunshine Band. Keep it coming, love.
Try.
Oh, there we go. Here's one of those songs I could probably manage to do at karaoke. Keep It Coming, Love. KC and the Sunshine Band. And, yep, there we go. How to get and off to where it is you're going on this Tuesday morning. As I said, when we opened up this morning, we're already 1 month through, or 1 month, I wish, 1 week. 1 week through the month of June. It is the 7th of June. Keeping an eye on the time. We're just 20 and a half minutes after 6 o'clock. Blossoms, and that is Cool Like You. Blossoms, by the way, a British band, English band, came out of Stockport in Greater Manchester, formed back in 2013. They're on the BBC's Sound of New Music list for 2016 and finished in fourth place. Well, there we go. You've been on a little bit of a voyage so far this morning. That's Desireless there, and it was released as the first single. That was off of her debut studio album called Francois from 1989. And it did not too bad. The music charts did... It overcame sort of language barrier, because it's en français, wasn't it? And on the music charts, it became a huge international success. This was between 1986 and 88, reaching the top position in more than 10 countries across Europe. And say later on the album, Francois, in 1989. Right at the time right now, we're going to take our quick little break, and then we'll look at some of the things in the local news for this morning.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And a very good morning. If you just joined us, time half past the hour of 6 o'clock. And we're going to take a look. Oh, it's the 7th of June, by the way, just in case you're wondering. We're going to take a look at some of the local news. This is going to be in more detail. Don't forget it. 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. The Ministry of Health reported 1,692 new infections of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. While active cases, they amount to 26,026. According to data from the Department of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Health, the last few hours, 8,233 tests were applied, returning a positivity. It's not changing much, is it? 20.6%. Regarding the deaths, the health authorities pointed out that no deaths were registered. However, one from a previous date is added. Now the accumulated total is 8,276. The positivity rate has dropped to 0.9%, or the lethality rate has dropped to 0.9%. Of the 26,026 active cases, it is detailed 25,696 are in home isolation, 330 are hospitalised. Those in isolation, they're divided into 25,660 at home and 36 in what we call the so-called hospital hotels. Those hospitalised, we've got 293 patients in the wards and 37 in the intensive care units. An administrative complaint to investigate the actions of the officials of the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information was filed this Monday. This was done by lawyer Ernesto Cedeño as a result of the $1,000 fine applied by that entity to the digital medium La Verdad. Now, according to Cedeño, ANTAI violated regulations that enshrine the right to information by sanctioning the aforementioned digital medium for having published a marriage certificate concerning a judicial process, but this was done with the prior authorization of one of the parties. In this case, he alleged that there has been a clear violation of rulings of the Inter-American Court of Human Rights, which establishes that the exercise of journalism can only be carried out freely when the people who carry it out are not victims of threats or aggression, physical, psychological, or moral or other acts of harassment. More than 70 participants were present at the homologation meeting, which was held by the Ministry of Public Works, of the tender document that will be used to pre-qualify the companies that will bid for the first contract under the public-private partnership, the PPP legislation, that the government will award. Now, a model that the current administration wants now to promote to attract foreign direct investment. The first contract will award the rehabilitation and maintenance of 246 kilometres of highway in the eastern sector of the province of Panama to Yavisa. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, travelled yesterday to the city of Los Angeles in the United States to participate in the ninth summit of the Americas. The President will be accompanied by First Lady Yasmin Colon de Cortizo, Foreign Minister Erica Moines, the Panamanian Ambassador in Washington, this is Ramon Martinez, the Minister of Commerce and Industry, Federico Alfaro, the Ambassador Maria Rocobert, and the Consul Gilda Garcia and Dr. Camilo Ayen. Moving on from there, we've got, oh, by the way, the Panamanian delegation up there in Los Angeles, they are scheduled to return, by the way, this coming Saturday, the 11th of June. On the night of the 30th of May, a 16-year-old teenager died while trying to rob a store in San Miguelito. The attacker suffered several bullet wounds from the owner of the business. The Minister of Security, Juan Pino, warns that there is an increase in the participation of minors in high-profile criminal acts, such as armed robberies, drug sales, and sexual crimes. In the first quarter of this year, according to data provided by Pino, 265 minors were related to high-impact criminal cases, 27 of them linked to homicide, robberies 111, theft 79, and drugs 11. For the third time, the Renovación Urbana Vía España Consortium, this is made up of Centro Equipos S.A. and Gami Ingeniería y Instalaciones S.A., received the highest score in the tender for the turnkey contract for the widening of Vía España, four lanes from the intersection of Vía Porras to Cincuentenario Avenue. The project includes making exclusive lanes in the centre of Vía España between the intersection of Vía Porras and Vía Cincuentenario with concrete paving, a central island and 10 central stations or stops. And the number of corrimientos, you may have missed it, in the country has increased. Increases every 5 years in such a way that the map of the political division of Panama becomes more and more atomized. By 2024, a total of 22 new districts will be added to the 679 that currently exist. Thus, with the creation of these zones, the number of authorities that Panamanians must elect on the 5th of May of 2024 is increased. On this occasion, it's going to be 701 new corregimiento representatives. That's new ones. And let me see, what's that? That's it. It's just going on. A little piece more about that article. In addition, they consider, this is the corregimientos, that the economic situation of the country is not taken into account, imposing more financial burden on the state, which annually must deliver, among other items, $110,000 to each of the community boards as part of the Public Works Investment Program. And in addition, each community board annually costs an average of $371,000. Like they say, we're coming out of an epidemic. People want more money. People want work. We've got the high cost of fuel. Everything is going up, and they keep making new corrimientos all over the place. Right, that's it. There's your look at some of the local news. We're going to look at that in more detail a little bit later on. We're going to do that at 8 and 9 o'clock. Guests coming in this morning, or on Zoom with me this morning, in the 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock hour. Tell you more about that a little bit later on. Two in a row, starting off with Mr. Michael Bolton and True Love and Tenderness and UB40 there. And that's the way you do the things you do. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 and that is Cool FM. Smoothest place in your radio dial. Right, what have we got lined up for you this morning? I said we've got Zooming this morning with a couple of guests. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking with Carolina Frerier, founder and director of Ponte en Algo. This is for 10 years now. They have mobilized Panamanians into volunteer work in support of you and our partner organizations. It says that we started in 2012 with 50 non-governmental organizations, and today we are a community of more than 230 organizations that work hard and hand in hand with volunteers for a fairer and more supportive country. So we're going to be talking with Carolina. That's in the 8 o'clock hour. Today, and in the last hour today, now other good things to talk about. We're going to be talking about Vivian T. Davila, Communications and Public Affairs Manager of Ford Central America and the Caribbean, and Ford are announcing the 21st edition of its Ford Environmental Grants Program. So we'll be talking with Vivian in the last hour of tomorrow's show. So busy little morning. Usual bits and pieces, of course. The top of the hour, 7 o'clock, we'll have some of the international news, international business news at 7:30. In between the two, we'll take a look at the weather, which is certainly an improvement. It was waking us up at 4:30 this morning. And as I said, 8 and 9 o'clock local news, and my guests in the 8 and 9 o'clock hour this morning. So that's it then. That's what we're going to be doing during the course of this Tuesday morning here on The Breakfast Show.
I was born to love you with every single beat of my heart.
Born to Love You from Queen, 1985 song by Freddie Mercury, and was released as a single on the Mr. Bad Guy album as a Freddie Mercury solo. After his death, Queen reworked the song for their album Made in Heaven in 1995 by having the other members play their instrumental parts over the original track, transforming the song from a disco song to a rock song. There we go. 9 minutes right now, that's before the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. I was just taking a little rummage, Neil's, and some of the stuff Neil sent us in the world of entertainment today. If we go back to the year 1966, Sony Corporation unveiled its brand new consumer home videotape recorder. The black and white only unit sold for just under $1,000. $995. Okay, and then if we go to, where's it? Yeah, 1975. Leap forward to 1975, which is only, 9 years? Sony introduces the Betamax video cassette recorder for sale to the public. So this goes to show how quickly it evolved. But of course, the thing is, we had VHS, we had Betamax, and it was like a sort of war between the two of them, wasn't it? And so there we go, yeah, Sony introducing that on this day, just a couple of years apart. And when you think now, seriously, that little thing you hold in your hand all day, yeah, the phone, just think of the things that can do.
honey, where would I be without you in my life? Everything was just a bone. All the things I did see, I did before. But you brightened up all my days with a love so sweet in so many ways. I won't stop.
Junior Walker and the All-Stars, and how sweet it is to be loved by you. Just rummaging, I mean, we're going to be looking at business news a little bit later on, but here's a piece which I, just a short piece on Reuters. Apple, if you've got an Apple phone, well, guess what? Apple will have to change the connector on its iPhones sold in Europe by the year 2024, as the EU countries and EU lawmakers agree to a single mobile charging port for mobile phones, tablets and cameras. Oh, so all change. So the iPhone's going to have to change their charging port. Right, let's see, what's the time? 4 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. Take us up there. Troye Sivan, together with Ariana Grande on this track.
Say we'll go slow, but we never do. Premonition, see me spending every night with you. You're under the kitchen lights, you still look like dynamite, and I wanna end up on you. Don't need a place to go, just put on the radio. You know what I wanna do. We can just dance to this. Don't take much to start me. We can just dance to this. Push up on my body. Yeah. You know we already seen all of the parties. We can just dance to this. We can just.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And time, if you're keeping an eye on the time, 5 minutes. No, it's not 1 minute. Just 1 minute after the hour, 7 o'clock. Let's take a look at some of the international news for this morning. Ukrainian troops battled Russians street to street in the ruins of Severodonetsk on Tuesday, trying to hold on to gains from a surprise counteroffensive that had reversed momentum in one of the bloodiest and land battles of the war. The fight for the small industrial city has emerged as a pivotal battle in eastern Ukraine, with Russia focusing its offensive might there in the hope of achieving one of its stated war aims to fully capture surrounding Luhansk province on behalf of separatist proxies. After withdrawing from nearly all the city in the face of the Russian advance, Ukrainian forces staged a surprise counterattack last week, driving the Russians from a swathe of the city centre. Since then, the two armies have faced off across boulevards, both claiming to have inflicted huge casualties. And the Russian UN ambassador, Vasily Nemenzia, stormed out of a UN Security Council meeting on Monday as European Council President Charles Michel addressed the 15-member body and accused Moscow of fueling a global food crisis with its invasion of Ukraine. Michel had also accused Russian troops of war crimes and crimes against humanity, specifically citing reports of sexual violence, the focus of the Security Council meeting, and describing it as a tactic of torture, terror, and repression. The United States court on Monday issued warrants for the seizure of two luxury planes owned by Russian billionaire Roman Abramovich under U.S. measures imposed after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, court records have shown. Now, but the U.S. government's likelihood of gaining control of the aircraft, worth nearly $400 million, was uncertain. A Department of Justice official said that the $350 million Boeing 787 Dreamliner and the $60 million Gulfstream G650ER were not in U.S. custody, and the official declined to say if the U.S. government knows where they are. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson tried to shore up his leadership on Tuesday by setting out a raft of new policies to ministers after he narrowly survived a confidence vote that revealed the scale of the threat to his position. Johnson won the ballot of Conservative Party lawmakers on Monday. This was by 211 votes to 148, enough to avoid having to immediately resign, but a larger than anticipated rebellion within his party that leaves him wounded and battling to win back the confidence of his colleagues and the general public. United States Vice President Kamala Harris has marshaled $3.2 billion in corporate pledges to tackle the factors that drive some Central Americans to mitigate or migrate rather, to the United States, according to her office, an effort that she will tout on Tuesday. This is at the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles. The new commitments from companies include Visa and the apparel company Gap Inc., and total $1.9 billion, and more than double the $1.2 billion promised by the private sector in December. South Korea and the United States stage a joint air power demonstration on Tuesday during a visit by U.S. Deputy Secretary of State. This is Wendy Sherman, who said that there would be a strong and clear response if North Korea were to conduct a nuclear test. The demonstration, which involved 20 warplanes, including F-35A stealth fighter jets, came a day after the Allies fired 8 surface-to-surface missiles off South Korea's east coast. This was in response to a barrage of short-range ballistic missiles launched by North Korea on Sunday. Turkey is coordinating closely with Russia and Ukraine to agree a plan that would restart grain exports from Ukrainian ports, even as conflict rages elsewhere in the country, Defense Minister Hulusi Akar has said. Now, the United Nations driven plan would open a safe shipping corridor to address a global food crisis brought on by Russia's invasion in February, which halted Ukraine's Black Sea grain exports. And Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Monday described as unprecedented a move by 3 Eastern European countries to block his plane from traveling to Serbia, adding that he had yet to receive an explanation for their decision. Really. But he said that he would instead invite his Serbian counterpart to visit him in Moscow, adding the main thing is no one will be able to destroy our relationship with Serbia. Bulgaria, North Macedonia and Montenegro closed their airspace to an official plane that would have carried Moscow's top diplomat to Belgrade on Monday. And the White House on Monday excluded Cuba, Venezuela and Nicaragua from the U.S.-hosted summit of the Americas this week, prompting Mexico's president to make good on a threat to skip the event because all countries in the Western Hemisphere were not invited. The boycott by Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador and some other leaders could diminish the relevance of the summit in Los Angeles, where the United States aims to address regional migration and economic challenges. President Joe Biden, a Democrat, hopes to repair Latin America relations damage after his Republican predecessor Donald Trump reassert U.S. influence and counter China's inroads. The decision to cut out Cuba, Venezuela and Nicaragua followed weeks of intense deliberations and was due to concerns about human rights and lack of democracy in the three nations, a senior U.S. official has said. And of course, that's where our president at the moment is at the summit. I don't know, if you're going to have a summit of Latin America, if you're not going to include everybody, and just because you don't like the way they do things or whatever, I mean, if you don't, and talking to people is what sorts out problems, not ignoring them. Right, we are 8.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show.
To this past
go again. A little bit of Donna Summer there, and Love to Love You Baby, following on from Pete Tong, Sing It Back, featuring Becky Hill. It is time to get a request in. Let me say a very good morning to Jessica. Good morning, Jessica. And also a very good morning to Andy and Nikki. Got a message for you. Hang in there. Just 2 days left until the first trimester school vacations. I mean, come on. You've had 2 years off. Vacation as well. Anyway, enjoy yourselves. So, yeah, Jessica, there you are. So, hello to Andy and Nikki. And hang on in there. 2 days left till first the trimester school vacations. Maybe you could play Go-Go's vacation song. There we go. So there you are, Andy and Nikki. Have a great vacation. Couple of days to go, so it won't be long. Hope you enjoy it. Not that I'm counting the days to my vacation. Anyway, let's take a look at the weather, shall we? As I said, 4:30 this morning, it was pouring with rain. And it was still doing that when I was up and about, but now it has, the rain has stopped. So let's take a look and see what's in store, shall we? Going to start off over there in the province of Colón, Costa Arriba. 30 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature today, with 20 being the minimum. 36 degrees, the thermal sensation, and 85% is their relative humidity. Now, let's take a look. Few showers, chance of a few showers during the course of this morning. Isolated showers in the afternoon, and a few showers again tonight. Moving across the isthmus to west Panama, we're looking at 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum, 38 degrees Celsius the thermal sensation. It's going to feel quite warm with 80% relative humidity. Cloudy this morning in West Panama. Isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon and isolated showers tonight. Moving along the coast to us here in the metropolitan area, we've got 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum. Again, like West Panama, 38 degrees, the thermal sensation, and relative humidity at 80%. Cloudy this morning, which we can vouch for anyway, looking out the studio window. This afternoon, isolated rains with thunderstorm, and tonight, isolated showers. Let's take a look out in the Gulf of Panama. If you're going out to the Perlis Islands, or perhaps you're there already, 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 degrees being the minimum, 39 the thermal sensation. Again, that is just 1 degree below a big discomfort. We still call it mild discomfort. 39 degrees, the thermal sensation. Relative humidity out there is at 90%. A chance for a few showers during the course of the morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and back to a few showers tonight. Let's take a look at maritime conditions for today. We're going to start with the tides. If you want the tide information, let's see, low tide. This is on the Pacific Ocean. Low tide was at 2:56 this morning, just before 3 o'clock. That was 1.13 metres. High tide, that will be at 9:06 this morning, 3.99 metres. Low tide again, 3:34 in the afternoon with 1.37 meters, and then he gave it into feet and inches. 1.37 meters, the low tide at 3:34 in the afternoon. And the last high tide, that's going to be 9:23 tonight, and that'll be 3.78 meters. On the Caribbean, we have got two high and one low. High tide was at 5:15 this morning, 0.21 of a meter. Low tide, that'll be at 12:45 p.m. That'll be minus 0.09 meters. And the last high tide, 7:57 tonight, just before 8 o'clock, and that'll be 0.18 of a meter. All right, so there you go. There's the tides for today. Actual sea conditions, let's take a look. Starting with the Caribbean coast, we're looking at very light winds, just 2 to 8 kilometres an hour coming in from a southerly direction. And waves, well, just at 1 foot. Not too bad if you're boarding, is it? So there we go. That's what we've got for you during the course of the morning. No advisory in the afternoon. It is still clear. No advisory for you. Not much change in the wind speed, just 6 to 12 kilometres an hour. And that'll be coming from the west-northwest, though, in the afternoon. And the waves are going to pick up by 1 foot to 2 feet. All right, so there we go. Over on the Pacific, we have good conditions for this morning. Again, very light winds, same as on the Caribbean. 2 to 6 kilometres an hour. The direction that will be coming in from the north. Waves, there aren't any. Zero. That's what it says. Zero waves. So you go out and count them and let me know if there are any. In the afternoon, let's see what's in store. It's really pretty much the same as on the Caribbean. 6 to 12 kilometre an hour winds. The direction in the afternoon will be from the south. And again, nothing with regards to the to waves. It's going to be water skiing weather, which I would have really loved. We are 23 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock this morning. We'll be right back. Took her with orchestral maneuvers in the dark there. And locomotion. 26 and a half minutes exactly after the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's say very good morning to Mary Lou. Oh, she says a lovely rainy Tuesday. She says, wish everybody a good day. Could you please play I Love the Rainy Nights from Eddie Rabbit?
Well, I love a rainy night, I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadow. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Put the song in this heart of mine, put a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. Shall we wash all my cares away? I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. You can see it in my eyes. Yeah, I love a rainy night, 'cause it makes me high. Ooh, I love a rainy night. You know I do. Yeah, yeah, I love a rainy night.
Certainly got one of those last night, anyway. Eddie Rabbit. I love a rainy night. We are half past the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Great to be with you this morning. It's great to be with you any morning, really.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
And right, let's take a look at some of the international business news that is around on this Tuesday morning. Starting off with world shares, they fell on Tuesday and bond yields remained supported as a surprise 50 basis point rate increase in Australia raised a concern over policy tightening ahead of US inflation data and European Central Bank meeting this week. The Reserve Bank of Australia raised rates by the most in 22 years and flagged more tightening to come as it battles to restrain surging inflation, driving a brief spike in the Aussie and hitting local shares. The MSCI's benchmark for global stocks fell 0.3% to 650 points by 8.43 GMT this morning, weighed down by morning losses in Europe and earlier weakness across Asian markets. The Pan-European Stocks at 600 equity benchmark index fell 0.4%, while the S&P 500 E-mini futures fell 0.4%. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson survived a no-confidence vote among his Conservative Party's lawmakers on Monday, but the thin margin of the victory raised talk of a move to replace him, hitting Sterling and Gilts as well. The vote cast a significant doubt about his tenure as leader, said JP Morgan economist Alan Monks. The United States dollar rose to a two-week high as rising U.S. Treasury yields supported the greenback, pushing the Japanese yen to its lowest level against the dollar in two decades. The yen dropped to a 20-year low of 133 per dollar, levels that had previously been highlighted as intervention territory, a day after central bank governor Haruhiko Kuroda reiterated an unwavering commitment to powerful monetary stimulus. Oil prices were stable on Tuesday as the market balanced risk sentiment with supply concerns and the prospect of higher demand as China relaxes its COVID curbs. Brent crude futures were down 38 cents or 0.3% at $119.13 a barrel. This was at 9:26 this morning. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures were down 25 cents or 0.2% at $118.25 a barrel, having risen by over $1 per barrel earlier in the session. Risk sentiment is responsible for the drop, with European equity markets negative, said UBS analyst Giovanni Staunovo. U.S. State Department authorization for Eni and Repsol to start shipping Venezuelan crude to Europe from July to replace lost Russian barrels has also weighed on prices in recent days. As the crypto winter creeps into June, the first signs of a thaw are emerging. Some investors are now betting that Bitcoin is bottoming out, judging by the money heading into listed cryptocurrency funds. This represents just a slice of the market yet, as are popular among institutional and retail players alike. Overall flows into such funds that turned positive last month, with a weekly average inflow of $66.5 million, a reversal from a dismal April when they saw a weekly average outflow of $49.6 million, according to data provider Crypto Compare. The Swedish government will not inject new capital into SAS, its industry minister said on Tuesday, dealing a blow to the loss-making airline's restructuring efforts and sending its shares down 14% to all-time lows. SAS said that last week a restructuring plan announced in February depended on it raising 9.5 billion Swedish crowns, which is around about $968 million in cash, and converting 20 billion crowns of debt to equity, warning of liquidity problems if it fell short. And Apple Inc. on Monday announced that it would more deeply integrate its software into the core driving systems of cars, while the iPhone maker rolled out a slew of features for payments and business collaboration and a pair of new laptops. The announcements at Apple annual development conference showed a company that was once an outsider working its way firmly into the mainstream of nearly every screen in day-to-day life. And yes, our Elon Musk story for today. Elon Musk warned Twitter on Monday that he might walk away from his $44 billion deal to acquire the social media company if it fails to provide the data on spam and fake accounts that he seeks. This was not the first time that Musk had suggested publicly his acquisition of Twitter may not happen, but the warning delivered in a letter from Musk's lawyers to Twitter's chief legal officer, Vijay Gadd, marked an escalation, and it accused Twitter of being in material breach of its deal obligations. And lastly, sorry, that was the last bottle of Czech beer we had. This is a waiter at the central Moscow restaurant a month after Russia sent troops into Ukraine and the West imposed sweeping sanctions. More than 100 days into what Russia calls a special military operation in Ukraine, foreign alcohol is still available in Moscow pubs, but the once ample reserves are dwindling. Some pubs accumulated large stocks when it all started, but as far as I know, there have been no new deliveries ordered and confirmed after the 24th of February, said Alexander Skripin, who manages two bars in Moscow. Many foreign companies, including leading Western brewers in the country, Carlsberg, Anheuser-Busch in Bev, that's, and Heineken, by the way, have suspended sales in Russia and shipping trade has plummeted. So there we go. That's it. I know one thing for a fact. If the beer ran out in the UK, there will be peace negotiations straight away. Def Leppard and Kick. Let's say a very good morning. Say a very good morning to Ragma Rodriguez. She's listening. All right, listening. And they're saying good morning and a good morning to you too. Africa, that's Lenny Kravitz and Are You Gonna Go My Way? And again, you could always do the same as Rekmar Rodriguez. He got in touch with us from Instagram. And of course, we are on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on all those things. That's Yasmin. She really keeps us up to scratch on that. And there's plenty of ways you can contact us. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Who is? Don't touch that
dial. The summer sun is fading as the year grows old. And darker days are drawing near. The winter winds will be much colder. Now you're not here. I watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky. And one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like the song through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew.
You're not here.
Moody Blues and Forever Autumn. A little bit of a story to that one. It was written by Jeff Wayne, Gary Osborne and Paul Vigras, and the original melody was written by Wayne back in 1969 as a jingle, believe it or not, for a Lego commercial. Vigras and Osborne, the performers of the original jingle, added lyrics to the song and recorded it for an inclusion on their 1972 album called Cues. Their interpretation was also released as a single and gained moderate commercial success in Japan, sold more than 100,000 copies and becoming a top 20 hit on the country's record chart. Now, the best known version of the song, the one I'd really like, basically the same as the one we just played, is by Justin Hayward from the album Jeff Wayne's Musical Version of The War of the Worlds, which, by the way, is a brilliant album. You should try and get it. Wayne wanted to include a love song on the album that sounded like Forever Autumn, and he decided, well, the best course of action was to simply just use the original song. So Wayne chose Hayward of the Moody Blues to sing it, saying that he wanted that voice from Nights in White Satin. It was recorded, by the way, at London's Ad Vision Studios in 1976. Reached number 5 in the UK singles chart in August of 1978. This is Taylor Swift. And featuring on here, we've got Shawn Mendes as well. And the Lover remix.
We can leave the Christmas lights up till January. This is our place, we made the rules. And there's a dazzling haze, a mysterious way about you, dear. Have I known you 20 seconds or 20 years? Can I go? Kitchen, babe. Pictures of when we were young would hang on the wall. We'll sit on the stoop, I'll sing love songs to you when we're 80. See, I finally got you now, honey. I won't let you fall. Can I go?
lover.
There we go. That's it. Lover remix. Taylor Swift featuring Shawn Mendes. And just to remind you, we've got two guests this morning in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to be linking up with Viviane T. Davila, Communications and Public Affairs. Oh, no, this is at 9 o'clock, the 9 o'clock hour. Viviane T. Davila, Communications and Public Affairs Manager of Ford Central America and the Caribbean. We're going to be chatting with Viviane because Ford announces the 21st edition of its Ford Environmental Grants Program. So we'll be finding about all about that a little bit later on with Viviane T. Davila, Communications and Public Affairs Manager, Ford Central America and Caribbean. Great programs they have. They do some great things. That's in the 9 o'clock hour this morning, probably around about 9:25. And in the 8 o'clock hour, the next hour, we're going to be chatting with Carolina Freire, founder and director of Ponte en Algo. Carolina's been with us on the breakfast show before. We're going to be linking up with her Zoom. It says for 10 years, PonteenAlgo.com has mobilized Panamanians into volunteer work in support of you, our partner organizations. Started back in 2021. So we'll talk about talk to Carolina about that. That's in the next hour. So again, probably around about 8:25. So there, busy little morning this morning. Time on the Breakfast Show, keeping an eye on the time. We're just making our way to 4 minutes. That's before the hour of, well, before the hour of 8 o'clock. Taking us there, 21 Pilots. And this is Level of Concern.
Cool FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier, with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations, where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
I feel by the wayside, like everyone else. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself. Our every moment, I started a place, cause now that the corner locked, here were the words that I needed to say. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, time can heal, but this won't. So never the right time, whenever you're cold. Went little by little until there was nothing at all. Our every moment, I started a play. But all I can think about is seeing that look on your face. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, some can heal, but this won't.
Before you go, was there something I could have said to make your heart beat better? If only I'd have known you were the storm to weather. So, before you go, was there something?
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, we had the tree trimmed last night. Not quite the Christmas tree trimming, but we had our wonderful, what do they call those? Mango trees. I'm so blinded by the light. The mango tree got a trim last night, and as they were trimming the mango tree, the last branch they had to trim, because all those mangoes were dropping on my roof, of course, that last branch crashed into the porch and broke through the ceiling. So we had to, you know, run, get that all cleaned up, put some plastic on it, try to get something to fix it until we can get a repairman to come and fix it. So, wonderful day of doing some work, and at the last minute, kaboom! But the tree is trimmed to the point where there'll be no mangoes dropping on my roof for a little while. I'd be happy on that. But I got me a lot of stuff in the yard I'm going to have to be cleaning up, so it's going to be a busy weekend. Yeah. Driving into the city today, yes indeed, got to get a front end alignment. It's one of those things, that car's starting to turn to the left a little bit, so I've hit too many potholes. Time to get it fixed. But man, is there a pile of big bushes and a ton of mangoes all around everywhere. And there's those little kitties they're going to get taken care of on Sunday morning. Yeah, they're going in for a surprise. They're going to go in with a little Louis Vuitton luggage, and they're going to come out with an empty bag, if you know what I mean. All right. Well, hoping that today's drive into the city isn't too bad. Traffic should be pretty good. I don't know. I'm hoping it will, because I need a good traffic day. Now, on to my first cup of coffee. Well, Jerry, did you ever tell me whether you like percolated coffee, drip coffee, French press coffee, or those little pod coffees? Anyways, let me know how you like your coffee, because I'm a coffee fanatic. Yes, right, I'm a fan. What do you call that? Aficionado? Nah, that's one of me. I can taste it. Somebody wanted to, the Deanster, the Australian, said he was going to challenge me to a coffee taste test. I was like, well, how you think I will do? He says, I bet you can't tell the difference between instant and drip or percolate. I'm like, bring it on. Bring it on, Aussie. Anyways, going to be hopefully a good day driving into the city. Hope to have a nice dinner out in the town tonight. Happy anniversary to my love. And I will talk to you hopefully tomorrow. So back to you in the studio.
Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another owner in the night. Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another owner in the night. Strong, play the song with the foggy break, and go.
shark to see if it was safe outside. And little early birdie came by in his curly whirly and asked me if I needed a
I'm not afraid to
And there we go. We had two in a row. We had Lay Lady Lay there. That was from Flaming Lips. By the way, a big thank you to Ingrid for her intrepid outdoor report this morning. Visitors of Blinded by the Light there, of course. That's what it was. It was Manfred Mann and the Manfred Mann's Earth Band, Blinded by the Light. That was followed on by Post Malone and Circles. We're just waiting right now to link up with Carolina. As soon as we've done that, we'll come back. How about this one from Liam Gallagher? So Liam Gallagher there, and Now That I've Found You. And by the way, the one before that, if you were paying attention, was not. What was it? I said it was Circles by Post Malone. That's my next piece of music that I've got lined up here. It was, in fact, the Flaming Lips and their version of Bob Dylan's Lay, Lady Lay. Right, it is time to say a very good morning to my guest with me, Carolina Ferreri. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you? Thank you.
It's great to have you back.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
No, you're more than welcome. Hey, Carolina. So you guys have been busy, but what a minute, because you sort of get volunteers for all sorts of amazing things. Just go back to the beginning, and for those people who didn't know how it all came about, how you started this up.
Well, thank you, Jerry, for the invitation. Our foundation, Voluntarios de Panamá, is celebrating 10 years. Of starting to train, mobilize, and recruit volunteers to serve different causes and organizations all over Panama. Our organization began doing this work through a website we established 10 years ago, which is called pontenalgo.com. You can also find us on social media at pontenalgo, which in English would mean like do something or get with it. And it basically invites people to support different organizations and causes through volunteering. That's how we began. We began 10 years ago with 50 nonprofit allies, and today we're more than 238 nonprofits that are part of this wide network that is calling on volunteers to support different causes in the country.
I mean, as I say, that's amazing. I mean, there's an expression, but in natural fact, the entry when I joined the military, the Royal Air Force, our motto was from little acorns, big oak trees grow. You see?
Yes, definitely.
and that's exactly what you've done. There's no sort of, do you have any kind of specialization on the organizations that you look for volunteers for?
Well, our network is wide and it represents all sorts of organizations. The services we provide through the website are free for nonprofits, and they can join either nonprofits that are already formed or in the process of being formed can join Pontenalgo in order to use the website to let the public know about their achievements, about different events they might have. They can also call on for campaigns, for donation campaigns, and they can also recruit volunteers. Mm-hmm. In the website, you can find many causes. There are no limits to what type of organizations can be found there. So you have from support to the environment, to justice, to LGBTI rights, to health and education. So there's a wide diversity of issues that people can become involved with.
Is there any type of organization that you wouldn't want to work with?
Of course not. We work with all sorts of organizations.
There we go. That's it. Totally inclusive.
Totally inclusive, and it represents the wide diversity of issues that Panamanians and other people who live in our country are interested in supporting. As long as there are challenges in the protection of the environment, in fighting against poverty and malnutrition, in supporting communities, there's going to be a role for volunteers. So that's going to be as diverse as the diversity of issues and challenges that we have.
Right. And is there anything that sort of really, you know, having done this now for 10 years and you've sort of developed this from, you know, from, like we say, a little acorn, is there anything which sort of really got you excited that, oh, this is good, we've got these people with us?
Is there anything what, sorry?
Anything special, any sort of, any event within your 10 years, do you say, oh yes, you know, this is special?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, I look back and when we started, we would do volunteer events, to call on people to support, and we'd get, you know, 10 people, 20 people, and that was just super exciting. And I think it's always been super exciting, either if it's 10 or if it's 200, it always gets me excited that at least one person was motivated by finding an opportunity and taking on the challenge of growing individually as a human being through volunteering, as also becoming involved in supporting the communities. I think one of the things that most gets me excited is how we've seen the Good Deeds Day movement grow.
We
organize Good Deeds Day together with Fundación Jupa and Fundación Benaibrit. It's also part of a global network. And I still remember when we started Good Deeds Day 7 years ago, it was a crazy idea. We didn't know if people would embrace it, if they would like it. And it definitely was embraced by the country, by many organizations. And we've mobilized thousands and thousands of volunteers on that day. And many people say, you know, oh, why a Good Deeds Day? Every day should be Good Deeds Day. And that's exactly
the
point. That's why we built the platform. A Good Deeds Day that started also as an acorn to challenge people, to invite them to join the volunteer movement. But our platform is there every single day, 365 days a year. So that Good Deeds Day can become a habit. Like they say that volunteering is a habit of the heart. That's the idea that Good Deeds Day grew from something small to big to invite people to take that step every day.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I'm just looking at the website here. I mean, the diversity is really quite, and just looking at some of the volunteer for digital marketing, community manager volunteer, join the volunteer team, volunteer graphic designer, volunteer writers were looking for an audio visualist, mathematics and physics teacher. I mean, it really is diverse, isn't it?
Yeah, and I want to highlight, Jerry, that in our 10th anniversary, we have relaunched our website. Mm-hmm. As you can see, it has a new look and feel. It's easier to navigate
Absolutely,
now for
yeah.
users.
Mm-hmm.
It also has different channels for searching for the right volunteer opportunity mm-hmm. for you. So like you mentioned, there's a wider diversity today also with virtual volunteering that really grew a lot with the COVID pandemic. And volunteering has become more diverse. NGOs have embraced different types of engaging volunteers, and we're trying to reflect that through our new website.
Mm-hmm.
So people who go in now through their laptop, phone, or desktop can filter and find opportunities
right.
by
mm-hmm.
where they're located. So we have all NGOs and volunteer opportunities in Google Maps in real time. They can find it through the cause they're interested in. They can find it if it's a one-time volunteer event, or if it's a recurring volunteer event, if it's
mm-hmm.
virtual, if it's in person. So we try to include new filters to reflect that wide diversity of interest.
And I just want to thank you, because I'm looking along and down the page, and you, like you say, to navigate, it says here, find a cause. And I'd just like to thank you for putting older adults first. We got
they're the first ones there.
And it says, older adults, we've got animals. Oh, that's a nice one. Arts and culture, community, personal growth, sport. And then you've got a little drop down there where you can choose a cause or you can choose a skill. It's extremely well done, isn't it? It's very nice to navigate.
Well, and I'd like to really take the time to thank our main partners, Fundación Sus Buenos Vecinos, which has supported us through
mm-hmm.
these 10 years,
mm-hmm.
United Way, Fundación Causa Nuestra, who also believed in that as technology has evolved, our website had to do so as well.
Right.
I also remember that when we started 10 years ago, there wasn't WhatsApp. WordPress was like maybe the main way of
mm-hmm.
handling
mm-hmm.
websites, and
mm-hmm.
all those, how to log in to a website, you know, there
mm-hmm.
was no like Google Drive. So we also found the need to evolve and improve our features, to better serve, the public, our volunteers
mm-hmm.
and communities that want to use the website to find these opportunities.
And tell me, when it comes, so say that, I wanted to volunteer to go and help the older adults, you know, they need as much help as we can get, you know, but say somebody wants to volunteer, is there sort of like a vetting process for volunteers, or, you know, how does that work, Caroline?
Yeah, definitely. Well, anybody who wants to participate, you would go into the website, pontenalgo.com, and there, like we said, you can search through different filters to what you're interested in. Each volunteer opportunity is going to have a very detailed description of
right.
the roles, responsibilities,
mm-hmm.
even age requirements if it's necessary. We also included a new feature about COVID-19 health measures that volunteers might want to take into account when they volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a very detailed description of what the activity is about. And if you decide that, yes, this is definitely something I want to do, you would register through the website. That will automatically notify the nonprofit who is responsible for the volunteer activity
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
the recruitment that you are interested. So it really is up to the nonprofits. We're a platform,
okay.
we're a bridge,
mm-hmm.
we unite, but it really is up to nonprofits to undertake that vetting process.
Mm-hmm.
So there are definitely some volunteer opportunities that are very open and very open to the public with little need to do like a interview or screening process, you know, like
mm-hmm.
a beach
mm-hmm.
cleanup or
mm-hmm.
A donation drive, you know, this very, very general type of activities that usually will require no vetting process at all. But then definitely there are others, and it's important for volunteers to understand that and be wary of that, because nonprofits work with very vulnerable populations,
mm-hmm.
and we as volunteers
right.
must respect whatever norms and regulations that they ask us to undertake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, definitely. So, yeah, I can see the way it works. So basically you're the one that'll sort of get them together, and then they go through their own process to
yes.
to make sure that...
And each NGO is different, because
exactly.
you might have nonprofits
mm-hmm.
like Voluntarias del Hospital del Niño
right.
who work with children in a hospital setting, and it is completely comprehensible and in their policies that they will only work with adults,
sure,
with volunteers,
sure,
who are over 18.
Mm-hmm.
So we must be respectful of their norms. Then there might be other, mm-hmm, organizations, mm-hmm, that work with children, and they will definitely have to interview the volunteer, go through a screening process before they're invited to come in.
Oh, okay, excellent. And tell me, I mean, the new website is to say very, very good, very easy to work with. Do you have an app as well?
We don't have an app, but the website is responsive, completely responsive in your phone. So,
oh, okay,
if you go,
mm-hmm,
into your Chrome or,
sure,
Internet Explorer on your phone and you type in the website, it will completely adjust to the mobile.
Exactly.
Version.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's no need for an app.
Now, you've done incredibly well for your 10 years. So congratulations. I'll tell you what, I've got my little thing here. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. And thanks to you, who've always given us the space to let our foundation be known.
No, I think it's absolutely brilliant. Us old people need somebody to help us cross the road. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
You know, actually, just to digress, it really is quite a funny story, because when you drive in Panama, it's really quite an aggressive, thing. But what I find is when I walk, because my hair, as you can see, is sort of white, but when I stop at the side of the road, the traffic stops. And
that's wonderful. You know, see, they're doing good deeds.
No, I'm having good deeds done to me, you see. They stop to let me cross the road. But if I'm driving, you know, it's every man for himself. So I've decided I'm probably going to...
You get no mercy.
I'm going to take the tint off my windows so they can see the white hair.
That's a good idea.
That's a good one. Now, what is it, you've been very, very successful in 10 years. And what is your sort of ambition for the next 10 years?
Well, really, I think that when we began, we really didn't expect to last this long. our goal was to inspire a culture of solidarity in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we have done that in different ways, by creating tools such as this one, by organizing widespread volunteer events like Good Deeds Day, by strengthening the capacity of our local nonprofits to recruit and work with volunteers, to create also a framework for volunteer to develop in the country. So I think we've come a long way, but there's still a lot to be done. From the data that we have collected, it's a little bit old, but we haven't been able to. That's actually one of the things in the future is our goals is to have the volunteering be measured in the national accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Many countries like Great Britain, the United States, Japan, and others include the measurement of volunteering in their national accounts.
Okay.
And it helps to make visible the support that volunteers are giving to different spheres of society. That's something that we have not yet achieved, even though we have tried.
Mm-hmm.
And we have conducted at least 2 national volunteer surveys 5 years apart. And we know that at least 21% of the populations declare that they volunteer at least once every year.
Mm-hmm.
So for the norm of Latin America, like our partners from the Latin American Volunteer Center led by Dacila Acevedo have told us, it's within the range of higher range of volunteering activity in the region, but definitely still a lot of work to be done to reach the level of developed countries like Canada, the United States, Japan, Europe, and others. So there is still work to be done to get the word out, let people know that there are ways to become involved, that it's really easy to get involved and to have them take that first step into supporting, because I guess in the end, you know, we're all part of the same country. We live in the same land, and it's up to each one of us to make it better.
And what about your own setup, Carolina? Are you a nonprofit with yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We are a nonprofit. Fundación Voluntarios de Panamá is a nonprofit organization. And Ponte en Algo is our main instrument. It's
right.
our main instrument to involve volunteers. But we also conduct, like I said, you know, a lot of policy and dialogue initiatives, like the data around volunteering. We participate in the National Council on Volunteering. We're part of global networks to bring new knowledge on volunteering to the country.
Mm-hmm.
So we train nonprofits, companies, and others to work with volunteers. So we work on other dimensions as well.
And do you get any kind of support? I don't know where it would fit in from the government, Panamanian government.
Well, we work together with the government mm-hmm. as partners, mostly MIDES, the Ministry of Social Development,
okay.
mm-hmm. who lead the National Council on Volunteering, CONAVOR.
Right.
And that council was established through the law of volunteering. And so we definitely work together to try to identify opportunities for strengthening the volunteering ecosystem in the country. But mostly in terms of funding, we work with private donors.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you how, you know, because obviously you have overheads, and how do you generate income?
Well, you know, right now the situation in Panama in general for nonprofits is challenging.
Right.
Because of the economic situation that was brought on by the COVID crisis has impacted the economy and nonprofits as well. That's no exception. So we basically work with like a hybrid model where we work mostly with private donors, other mm-hmm. foundations, like I mm-hmm. mentioned, Fundación Su Bueno Vecino, mm-hmm. Fundación Causa mm-hmm. Nuestra, corporate partners, who are mostly the ones that fund nonprofits in the country. But we also apply a model that's called fee-for-service. So nonprofits can't depend wholly on philanthropic donors. They
right.
must provide services.
Mm-hmm.
And we do provide services. We work with companies to support them in improving their corporate social responsibility strategies, even support them in implementing their own volunteer programs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we do work with a hybrid model.
Okay. I mean, one of the things, just sort of thinking about sort of your business model and what you do. Do you ever sort of have any sort of, if you like, face-to-face events with people that sort of promotes Ponte en Algo? You know,
yes, so we're going to have an event this upcoming Thursday to celebrate our 10 years. It's going to be our first face-to-face institutional event in mm-hmm. 2 years because of COVID. And the idea is to launch our new website, recognize our donors and all our partners, and launch the new features. We're also going to have a campaign that you're probably going to see
mm-hmm.
in the local media, or you're going to see in bus stops and other platforms around the city. And we're constantly face-to-face doing the volunteer events together mm-hmm. with our mm-hmm. nonprofit partners as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Excellent. Well, I mean, all I can say, congratulations. 10 years. Yes, it's a long time, isn't it?
It's a long time, definitely.
Yeah. So we're in our 13th year on The Breakfast Show. I know what you mean by a long time. Trust me.
I know, right? It passed so fast.
It does. It just flies past. I was young when I started.
Me too.
Carolina, look, you know, congratulations. It's a wonderful thing you're doing. And I'm just, you know, tell you, you know, do go along to the website. It's simple. It's Ponte en Algo, all in sort of one word, .com. And you'll find a very, very good, very, very comprehensive website. We'll put details on our webpage as well, so you can link in with that from there if you're looking at that later on in the day. And, we'll look forward to the next 10 years.
Thank you so much, Jerry, as well as for your show, definitely.
Thank you, Zoe. Thanks for the plug. Hey, Caroline, it's lovely to talk to you as always. Do keep in touch. Do let us know what you're
Bye-bye.
Up to. And,
thank you.
Again, congratulations, 10 years. Well done. All the very best. Take care.
Thank you.
There we are, Carolina with us this morning, Carolina Ferrer, and we'll have information, as I said, on our website today as well, so that you can get in touch with volunteering. What a great opportunity. And we'll go back find some music, take us up towards the top of the hour. If you're keeping an eye on the time, we're 6 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock. And don't join me in the last hour of this morning's program. We're going to be chatting with Vivian. We're going to be talking with Vivian T. Vila, Communications and Public Affairs Manager for Central America and Caribbean. They're also doing some great things, and they're announcing the 21st edition of its Ford Environmental Grants Program. So we'll be finding out more about that a little bit later on this morning. As for now, back to the music. It's called Heartbreak Beat, and it comes from the Psychedelic Furs, and that's brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Tuning into a little bit of Vanessa Williams there. Comfort Zone is what it's called. time on the Breakfast Show, 25 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. And before that, Mr. James Blunt, or as we would call him by his rank, Captain James Blunt, and that was called Cry. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. Still got a guest to come on this morning's program, so we'll sit back and relax, and we'll be doing that in a few minutes' time. But for right now, how about Mr. Ray Charles and You Don't Know Me?
Give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating slow, and anyone can tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
No, you don't know the one. Dreams of you at night, and longs to kiss your lips, and longs to hold you tight. Oh, I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been, 'cause you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
For I never knew art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, a chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, to never, never know the one who loved you so. Well, you don't know me.
With love for you.
Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, a chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
Oh, you give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, you never, never know the one who loved you so. Well, you don't know me.
You don't love me. You don't know me.
With all the tracks you remember, it's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Like a bird, and I
Well, there we go. Two in a row. We started off, so I mentioned, with our friend, Ray Charles, of course, and You Don't Know Me. Followed on, this is the Honey Bus, and I Can't Let Maggie Go. Time on the Breakfast Show, exactly half past the hour of 9 o'clock, and time to link up with my second guest for this morning. Somebody else doing great things, the Ford Motor Company. And joining me is Vivian T. Avila, Communications and Public Affairs Manager of Ford Central America and Caribbean. Very good morning to you, Vivian. How are you?
I'm fine, Gary. How are you?
I'm great. I'm just sitting here having fun.
Yes. With that music, everybody have fun.
Oh, it's a hard life,
isn't it?
I love
that music.
Thank you. Hey, I was just looking, Vivian, this is, it says Ford announces the 21st edition of its Ford Environmental Grants Program. This has been going for 21 years?
Yes, that's right. We have been running this program for 21 years now, and it is an initiative in which Ford provides a financial contribution to selected projects in Panama, Costa Rica, mm-hmm. and the Dominican Republic, also Puerto Rico, and they are chosen for the level of innovation and commitment to the preservation and protection of the environment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Also, we search for projects that contribute to the sustainable development goals that the United Nations identified back in 2015, because they want, you know, to develop all the areas in all the communities around the world. And we do not want these projects only to have a positive impact on the environment. We have, we want community projects that empower
mm-hmm.
people
mm-hmm.
in their own communities and work together to a more sustainable future.
And what is, you know, when you say, what exactly when we're looking at environmentally sustainable, give us an example of some of the things that some of the projects that have gone through.
Well, in Panama specifically, last year we have great projects that won the grants. I can mention Fundación Educación para la Vida,
mm-hmm.
which is a project that has a demonstration plot for training in good agricultural practices techniques. Because we have four categories, and one of mm-hmm. those categories is food security, in which this project was selected for. Another winner from last year was EcoCrocs Panama,
okay.
which is a group of community women that patrols the Soberanía Panama National Park. So they are committed to protect that environment, that ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
And that is part of one of another category that we have, which is biodiversity conservation
right.
and recovery. Those two categories have others, waste management and renewable energy.
Mm-hmm.
We have four categories in total. So the projects that submit their proposals, because that's how the program works. We receive proposals from a nonprofit organizations. They have to upload their project to our website.
Mm-hmm.
The program
okay.
has a webpage, which is donativosambientalesport.com.
Mm-hmm.
In that page, everybody can read about the terms and conditions, can have more information about these categories and upload their proposal. So their proposal will have to include what's the project about,
right?
Which are the objectives, which are the people and the communities that they benefit, what's their calendar of work,
mm-hmm.
which are
mm-hmm.
the items that they need in the budget. So when they upload these proposals, they have until July 8th to do this. Then we start an evaluation process.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This evaluation process is by an expert jury.
I was just going to ask you that. Who is it that does this sort of evaluation? So you've got
yes.
a sort of a jury that can look at, do you have one jury for everybody or specific areas that the projects come in?
Yes, the projects are the projects. All the projects are evaluated by an expert jury, not by me.
No. But, what a shame.
Well, I just manage the process and invite people to participate and manage all the back end, all the process behind the scenes. But these jury, we trust in them because they are experts from environmental, entrepreneurship, sustainability areas. We have been having the same jury members from White Time right now, but we have also new people in the jury, and they evaluate the contribution to sustainable development that this specific project has, the community impact, the partnerships that they create, and the multiplier effect. So we look for projects that are very complete in their contribution.
I was just going to say,
not only to the environment.
Yeah, it's not just somebody saying, "Oh, yes, I got an idea," and they come to you looking for support. They have to have it sort of. It has to be sort of already up and running, and then they get the reward, the award, in order to develop the project further.
Yes, that's a great point, and thanks for bringing it up, because it's important that the projects are already in an execution phase, because they have to demonstrate some relevant results that they have already. And from our grant, they will be able to, you know, escalate the project, make it bigger, have greater results, but they have to be already in place. And it's important also that the winners from last year cannot be evaluated, because they are still executing their projects with the objectives that they told us last year that they will achieve.
Yeah, yeah. So they can't sort of come back and say, more?
No, not right now. Next year, when they finish the project, because they have to submit a report on their progress 6 months after they receive the grant and 12 months after they receive the grant, because the grant should be used in this 1 year period. So the winners will have to wait until 2023. But other organizations that have been winners in the past editions, or that they have another project that they want to submit, they can do it.
Oh, that's interesting. So basically, if last year's winners, they go off and they develop it, and it gets to a certain level, they put in their reports to you, but then they're looking at going that step further. They can reapply.
Yes, and we have had in the past projects that have won 2 years or 3 years, but not consecutively.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yes. So that you can sort of follow on, you can follow on through. That's very good.
Yes, we follow through them, and we help them. We have a counselor, which is very known in Panama, Dacila Acevedo, which is an expert in sustainability, she and her team accompany them through the whole process, through the whole year. So she helps them to attain their objectives. If they encounter some unexpected, you know, thing that is a challenge, she helps them. So we are working with them through the whole year. And it's important to tell you, Jerry, I forgot to tell you this, and this is very important, that between all the projects that the jury select, we have $50,000 this year to distribute among them. So one of the things that the jurors do is to determine how many funds each project will receive.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, because one project is probably going to require more of a startup than, depending on the complexity and the the area that it's working in. Okay. Yes. And, I mean, one of the things you mentioned here, which I think is becoming very important here in Panama, is, of course, waste management is a big issue right now here in Panama. Is there any sort of speciality product that has really sort of you know, over the years that's really sort of said, oh, yeah, that was a really good one?
Well, all the projects have been great. And we have had many projects in the waste management category. We haven't had so many projects in the renewable energies category.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And we wish to see more of those because, you know, that's an important part of the climate change and how
it's a big ticket right now.
Deal with it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
And we haven't had too many of those. Maybe, well, we had one in the Dominican Republic that they were constructing a solar system for a very, very underdeveloped community, and it was a great project, but we haven't had too many of those lately, and we wish to have more of those. We have had great projects, as I told you, in the waste management category, in the food security. We have been seeing more and more each year, and all the categories are important, and all the aspects of environment are important. And food security has been, you know, a more of an issue each year.
Sure.
Not only in
absolutely.
Panama, but in all our region and all the planet. And we have been seeing good projects in that category.
No, that is definitely a global issue right now. And like you say, sustainable energy. I mean, I know that, you know, Ford as a company is developing quite a bit now with regards to electric vehicles. They're sort of getting very much involved in that. In fact, I saw one the other day. I think it's the Ford F-150 Lightning.
Awesome.
I mean, that thing can run your house. It's incredible.
Yes, it can.
Absolutely.
It can literally have.
Yeah.
And yes, and Ford is working hard to lead the electrical vehicle revolution, and not only because it's in terms of business, but because it's a great thing for the environment. We are investing a lot in this year, so we are aiming to produce more than 2 million electric vehicles by 2016.
Right.
And that would be one-third of our global volume right now. And we want to have the half of our production, 50% of our production, to be electric by 2030. So we have very, very aggressive and very important objectives in that area. You know, but it's important to take into account the climate change, that it affects all of us. So these vehicles are the zero emissions future that we would be aiming to.
It's definitely going to be a start, especially as you just mentioned, you know, with the situation right now. I think a lot of people's, because I used to be in the oil business, you know, a lot of people's minds are now focused on, you know, getting away, although there's a bit of a sort of effect where people are sort of maintaining coal in order to survive. But the thing is, this has been a wake-up call. And I think the long-term effect of this is people withdrawing away from fossil fuels now intentionally and going more to renewables, which is, you know, a great job for everybody. If somebody's listening, Vivian, and said, oh, yeah, well, you know, I've been starting working on this product, how far does it have to be in development in order for somebody to apply?
Enough to show some results.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a specific time, because some projects take more time than others to provide results. It doesn't have to have a specific time frame, 3 months or six months or 1 year. No, we don't say that. It just has to be in enough time to show some results.
Yeah.
To show that you have a good project that is sustainable, but because that's another thing. You can't rely on our funds only. You have to have some public or private partnership. You have to be empowering the community to be part of this project. You have to have a team of volunteer people. So that's what makes a project sustainable. through the time. So when a project has not only a good idea, but a good source of partnership and volunteers invested in them, it can show results very quickly. And that's what we want.
I was going to ask you about that. If you get somebody, say, one of your winners, which is, you know, a very, very good project, do you do anything to help them find other financing as well, or not?
Not really in terms of finding the financing, but we give them orientation mm-hmm. and help.
Right.
And stress the importance of that, of having, and it should not be only private funding, you know, the governments at all levels also, and other non-profit organizations can help them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very good when we do some gatherings with all the winners so they can know each other and they help each other.
Oh, right. Yeah, absolutely.
And that uh-huh. has been a great part of the program, that they do connections, they do that networks and help each
yeah.
other also.
Yeah, cool.
And another thing that the program does for them is to people get to know the project.
Right.
And that, you know, that helps them getting volunteers and getting other alliances that can help them further.
Well, that's wonderful. And what we're going to do today, Vivian, we're going to put links on our website to your website so people can get there, have a good look, go back, because you can see, you know, who the winners have been over the previous mm-hmm. years and what the requirements are, and to help get you, to help get them on their way.
And yes, that would be great. Thanks for that. That they visit the website, donativosambientalesport.com. They mm-hmm. can also follow us in our Ford Central America Facebook and Instagram, and we have Twitter also, Ford_CA.
Mm-hmm.
They can follow us there and connect with us. And also, if they have some specific questions or more information that they would know about the program, we have an email, information@donativosambientalesport.com. And they also can register themselves in a webinar that we will have on June 17th at 10 a.m. Panama time. They can register through the website, and in that webinar we will tell them how they should present their proposal, tips and techniques
to a
better and complete proposal through the program.
Oh, that's excellent, Vivian. And, well, you know, congratulations to Ford. I mean, 21 years they've been doing this now, and I know that they're very innovative themselves as well. I mean, let's face it, they were the first people to have mass production cars.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
I don't personally remember at the time, but I...
No, you will not, because that was more than 100 years ago.
So anyway, Vivian, thank you very much. A big thanks to Ford for their initiative. And do keep in touch with us and let us go. We'll post information on our webpage today, thebreakfastshow.com.pa, about what we've been talking about and some links to the website. And Vivian, thank you so very much for being with us
on this
morning's Breakfast Show.
Thank you for having me again. It's been a pleasure, Jerry.
Likewise.
Take care.
All the very best to you. Take care, Vivian. Bye-bye. So there we are. There's our guest this morning. And we'll say we'll have information on that on our website, thebreakfastshow.com.pa, with some links.
Thank you. can I accept the fact she's chosen him and simply let them be? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, here it comes.
Here comes the night. Here comes the night.
Oh, 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 yeah. The way I used to do. I see her closing her eyes and telling her lies exactly like she told me to. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, here it comes.
We go rolling off into the distance. That is Creedence Clearwater Revival, CCR, and Proud Mary. Before that, it was them. Yeah, literally them. It was them. That's the name of the group. Them. And that was Here Comes the Night. And that's brought us towards the end of this morning's program. We're just about 5.5 minutes away from the hour of 10 o'clock. Been lovely being with you this morning. Big thanks to our guests. And tomorrow, don't forget to join us. As well, we're going to be chatting tomorrow. Of course, tomorrow being yes, WTW Wednesday already. We're going to be chatting with Andreas Clementi about the movies, all being well. And from the American Society, we've got Anita coming in to chat with us as well. So that's going to be fun. That's Anita Littersey, of course, from AMSOC. So she's going to be with us. So another little busy morning tomorrow. It's been a nice week this week. Plenty to do. And that's it. Let me say a big thanks to my guest this morning from Ponte en Algo. That's Carolina Freire. Big thanks to her this morning, and also to Vivian T. Avila, Communications and Public Affairs Manager of Ford Central America and the Caribbean. Also to our intrepid outdoor reporter for our everyday story of country folk, Ingrid, and to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, our producer and everything else. I've been a busy morning, didn't get a chat to chat with Yasmin today, but she's here. Yeah, I know. She's always here. So a big thanks to Yasmin, my producer, and also my co-producer, of course, Neil Danby, who's back over there in Windsor, where they've been having a lot of those Jubilee celebrations over the last weekend. So a big thanks to Neil and to the boys and girls of Group of Grada, who keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Want to join us? Want to do some advertising? Want to sponsor us? Well, just give us a call. Give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. Or you can always WhatsApp us on 677-188-22. 677-188-22. Now, I'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, Wednesday morning, 6 o'clock, whatever it is you're doing between now and then. Please, please, please do it carefully, all right? What do I want? What do I say I want to be doing tomorrow morning? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.